Any looks you seen lately? Anybody that you've been,
I like these Japanese dudes. They're called the City Boys. They have, like, that's what their look is. The look is called City Boys. But it's, like, a really baggy, oversized balloon look. Everything's, like,
I like
Americana. Huh?
A la City Girls?
Nah, City Boys.
But, nah, are they playing off that tag? Off that name,
City Girls? But it's not provocative at all. Like, it's really normcore, but, like, oversized normcore, like, Japanese wear.
Are they Japanese?
I think they're Japanese. No, it's like it's a look. In Japanese streetwear, City Boy is, like, it's a look. So that's, like, my new thing. I'm, like, into it. And that's what I'm probably going to do for the fall. This fall is, like, City Boy.
I like that.
Look it up when you hear it.
There's
a Reddit to it.
No, I'm bad at taking pictures of my looks, but the looks I've been going for have been, like, recreating looks that I've had saved. Like, this Picasso look. He had these jeans and this shirt when he was in Spain. I got this other look of this, like, not Zoot suit, but Chicano type of guy. And it's all blue with kind of, like, these slacks. And this shirt kind of paired together. So I've been kind of like on that wave this past week, I would say. Kind of floating around through there. Also just trying to stay cool at the same time.
That's right, because where you stay in Houston is super humid, so.
It's
you really don't have the, you don't really have the luxury of, like, having a whole bunch of options in terms of, like, your weights and your fabrics. Like, you can't really do
it. It's got to be one. Like, there's this silk cotton, there's this shirt that my mom got me from Bali, and it's kind of looks sheer and it's kind of see-through. And our legacy has this material. They use this material a lot. It's like a cotton silk, but this one from Bali, it feels light like a paper. Like, it's lighter than this t-shirt that I got right now. And I've been wearing that, like, heavy a lot. So
any brands you really fuck with on the, like, summer shit?
Edwidge Pierre.
Obviously.
Outside of that, I'm messing with Our Legacy still. They're still just a staple, bro. We mentioned this last time.
I love Our Legacy.
This sheer cotton silk blend material they got is amazing for this heat. I might have to bite them for that, like, fabric, because it's pretty amazing. It's pretty great.
I do love Our Legacy. I got some light wool pants to them. They're insane crazy.
Yeah, they are. I would say, yeah, Edwidge Pierre and Our Legacy would probably be the two I lean on. Oh, it's a Miyake, the pleats. I'm wearing those right now.
Oh, yeah, of course.
They essential. But that's a no-brainer.
They are essential. I just hate that it's kind of like getting into the wrong hands. Dare I say.
I mean, you're going to have to be a little bit... You have to get a little specific. Like, what's the hands?
You know the hands. I don't want to be discriminatory on here, but you know the hands. There's some hands that it ain't gotten into in your life.
You saying the boys who used to wear Amiri jeans, and since Amiri tight jeans aren't a thing anymore, they getting over to the pleat lane?
I hope not. I want it to be too flowy for niggas. I hope some niggas is just like, this is too like uncle swag.
What do you mean? They already wearing baggy clothes. Like, that's...
I know. I saw that. When Kuzma started wearing baggy clothes, I was like, it's over.
When Kyle Kuzma is wearing, like, anything, it's a wrap. When you've already been wearing something, i.e. pleats or, like, Our Legacy or something, like, when he starts wearing it, it's like, oh, man, it's going to get into the hands that I don't want to be wearing the same clothes with.
That makes sense. And then it becomes, like, the common person starts to associate you with like him, and then they start to make assumptions about like you're inspired by Kyle Kuzma, and it just gets it gets weird.
Oh yeah,
it gets really weird.
If anyone says that, oh yeah, I saw Kyle Kuzma wearing those, I would be like,
that's I'm gonna shake their hand and tell them, you know what, you got it.
Yeah,
I'm out.
I gotta look
I
gotta look at myself as what I'm wearing to stay away from that, so no one comments on what I wear in the same lane at Kyle Kuzma. Like, you gotta. Dude,
when there's a certain kind of person that gives me a compliment about my, like, a piece I might have on, it makes me contemplate, like, whether or not I should keep the piece. Cause I'm like, you have terrible style. If you acknowledge that you find some value and likening in what I'm wearing, I don't know if I want to wear this shit anymore.
I don't know if I want to wear it.
Because
I don't want to wear it. If you still got on Balenciaga Triple S sneakers and you're kind of giving me a compliment, I'm going to be like, can I renege? Can I take this compliment back? Can I give it back to you? I don't want it no more.
Can I return this compliment? I don't really want this shit anymore.
I don't want this. Now you complimented me on it, and now I don't want to wear it anymore.
Now I really don't want to fuck with it now because you complimented me.
You're going to put this shit on grill like next week.
This shit got to go now.
It got to go.
I'm telling you, there's certain people where I'm like, they're like, ooh, that shirt is raw. I'm like,
I don't like shit on you.
I don't like the shirt no more because I know you can't dress. So the fact that you like it means it's a bad shirt. Because you make bad decisions.
Yeah, potentially y'all could have been wearing the same thing on the same day.
Yeah, given the access, we would have worn the same thing. And now,
I mean, it's definitely in that same category as when you see someone wearing. Like, I had a shirt and I had it on ice for a little while. And I was at dinner and I saw someone with the shirt. And I immediately was like,
it's the Zara effect. It's like, if someone, that's why I stopped wearing fast fashion. Cause it's like, they make good pieces, right? But they make so many of them and they're so accessible. It's like, anybody has access to like dope pieces. And it's like,
yeah. Oh, I mean, the only Zara you got to shop at when you get over there is in Europe. And then you bring it back here. Cause you know, no one in the States gonna have the European Zara. That is
really
like,
is that what it is?
Yo, it's totally different. In each Zara in that country or city or region is gonna be different from one another. So like, shop Zara in Europe, it's a win. If you get some gems out there, it'll survive in the States. But yeah, I don't know what it is. It feels just like you feel cheated. You feel like something's wrong with your taste when you see someone in something you already wore and something you want to wear. Or it's the compliment is coming from the wrong person. It's like, what's wrong with my taste level? Am I losing it a little? Am I out of touch?
Like, why does this nigga like what I'm wearing?
Am I looking at the same stuff as him and I need to change my view on what I'm doing in the world?
You got to change your lens. You got to switch your lens up.
You're going to have to get off of social media. You got to go to a museum or something. You know, read a book.
You got
to
go get cultured, nigga, because you're fucking up.
You got to expand. You can't stay one lane in this style game, all right?
Nope. Cause once niggas start complimenting you, then you like, yeah, you know what? I'm stagnant in this shit. I need to start progressing more.
You gotta start.
If they not laughing at me, I'm not really doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
I'm not laughing.
If these niggas ain't like snickering, I'm not pushing the line.
I mean, Kuzma is up there. Like, he can't. That's what I am getting kind of annoyed with is like, just because an athlete consistently wears, you know, attention grabber things for so long does not mean they should be going in style categories as best dressed.
That's very true. Being
considered as a fashion person.
That's very true.
It, in no way or means or on this planet do I ever think about Kyle Kuzma as a fashion person?
Who's the top three fashion people in
Devin Booker? Devin Booker,
D Book,
very slept on,
for sure. D Book.
Who's
that one dude we both like?
I like Shay.
Shay's cool.
Shay's cool.
He's cool. He's like with the, he's got a good streetwear sense.
Yeah, he's on the cusp of doing too much and being on the Kyle Kuzma, but like he knows
right there. He's right there.
He's close. But he stays within his lane and he doesn't like do things for the algorithms like Kuz does. So we got Shay, we got Devin Booker. Man, who's number three? I don't know. I got to sit on that for a little while.
I forgot his name.
The guy who I'm thinking about might not be in the league anymore.
He went to Duke.
He played for the Pistons.
Yeah, Hamilton something?
Nah, that's not his name. He was a light-skinned dude.
Yeah, his light-skinned dude.
Nah. He wasn't Hamilton. I think this dude out the league. Oh, here you go. What's his name? Frank Jackson.
Frank Jackson. That's what it was.
Frank Jackson. I don't think he in the league. I don't think he count though, because he ain't in the league no more.
Dog, he's got great style, bro.
He had great style.
He did. He didn't try. That's the thing for me. The thing for me is effortlessness. It's an alignment thing. Like, does this match your personality?
You're a professional athlete. We know you can buy Gucci this product. We know you can buy high-end designs, whatever. But how do you wear it? Like, do you tone it down? Do you mute it? Can you wear with, like, some other type of clothing or, like, some other streetwear stuff with the high-end or vintage or something? Can you...
How are you?
You want to see designer head to toe. Like... anybody can do that. I can go to a bar. I can go to 5015, a bar in Houston, and see a bunch of niggas wearing Prada this, Fendi that, Dior shoes, blah, blah, blah. We get it. Like, come on, man. So, like, for you to do that, you being lazy.
Being lazy, and I call it, there's an expression I call dressing off the mannequin. It's like, when you see somebody wear something a certain way, I get it. Advice to anybody like that comes to me for like style consultation or like advice or anything. I'm like, when you see somebody wear something that you like, that does not give you license to wear it the same exact way they do. So if you see Gunna wear LV trainers with Amiri shoes and a fucking whatever and a Dior t-shirt, it doesn't mean that you wear your Louis Vuitton or your trainers the same way. Yeah, it's one way to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like Gunna did it his way.
He did it his way, right. And I don't think a lot of people take that from fashion. Like they always equate fashion to like, I gotta copy a certain look. That's not what it is. Or that's not what style is, excuse me. Fashion is something different.
And we're not trying to hate on anybody, you know.
I'm trying to liberate people. I'm trying to expand your understanding of what style is. It's a very personal thing.
And we're also trying to inspire individualism.
We're pro-individualism.
On that. Like, there's so many people that just looking the same when they're looking at athletes and they're looking at the rapper. And it's like, no, like, you are not them. Like, you can be inspired by them. That's fine. You can, like, buy similar things. You can do that, but, like, make it your own. We are not trying to hate people. We are trying to enforce individualism and expressionism. So we're trying to push people to dignify themselves, to reflect, and to express themselves through their exteriors in their own individualistic way, not looking at... It is one person you're going to look at. Please don't look at Kyle Kuzma as a person.
Please don't. Please. Do not look at Kyle Kuzma as your...
Just because he's at everyone's fashion show does not mean
he's your compass for
a purveyor of style. That they are, those fashion houses are using him for clout, okay? Not think he's a purveyor of style to be looked at as a style. Russell Westbrook is in that same category as well. Do not look at him as someone to dress like, okay? Please.
Russell Westbrook is the epitome. the epitome of status and opportunity when it comes to like notoriety and fashion. He is like the epitome of like what status can do for a person. Because this nigga has no style, he just has no compass at all. He don't understand his body type. He don't understand proportions. He don't understand, like, he has no idea what color theory is.
I mean, it's kind of almost like his game.
Huh?
It's almost like his game.
See, I wasn't going to say that. I wasn't going to go there. I wasn't going to make it. I wasn't going to make it that person.
He doesn't get, you know, his assist to turnover ratio sucks. His decision making as a point guard sucks. Shot selection sucks. Move without the ball sucks. I mean, we can go on and on. I don't want to say. I just said we ain't hating. We coming off some haters, but like, you know, let's get it on open. We are not fans of Russell Westbrook. Neither one of us. We haven't been fans of his game for an extensive amount of time. And adding the layer of his style throughout his career has only just twist the knife about how we view
feel Russell. About him as a style influencer
and athlete. Now, he looks like a great guy. Looks like a great man.
He's probably a nice dude.
Probably a nice guy. We're not trying to talk about him as a person. We are talking about him as in his profession. At least I am. Well, let's just keep it with the style for now. But don't look at Russell Westbrook for style quotes.
Well, it looks like Frank Jackson has a write-up in GQ.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Says the most stylish basketball player you've never heard of. This was in 2021.
We've been saying this for a while. About 2020, 2021, we were like...
Yeah, we were saying this. Frank
got some style, bro. And he kind of like, he had that... I liked how he incorporated the Issey Miyake Japanese designers with kind of the Birkenstock look. He had a nice, work from home vibe during the pandemic times. But I didn't give a third athlete. I got to think about it because he's not in the league. I got to think about someone else who's in the league.
I would consider him like a pretty stable template in terms of like just having like consistency across his whole career is Iguodala.
You know, on the sideline, I like the few of his fits. I did.
It's very straight. It's very straightforward. It's very like
clean, simple, clean. Not like a little like flashy, but not too flashy with some things. I thought that's a good one.
He's got good style. I like his style.
Is he going in your top three?
I mean, when it comes to like, I think he's mastered the art of the sartorial look.
I feel that.
I love guys who don't try to do too much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, not for you.
Like when you try to do too much, it don't match your persona. Like it don't translate well to me. It looks forced.
Yeah.
And then when you look like you forcing it, I'm like, that doesn't translate well. You're not wearing it right.
Yeah.
Like I love CP, but like sometimes I just feel like he just tries really hard.
You know, I gotta give love to CP. He showed love to Edwidge Pierre, so I gotta show love. But he's not in my top.
Oh, I forgot about that.
He has some nice style moments though. But I don't think he's in my top five. I mean, top three. I don't think he's in my top three.
I put Josh in a little doozy right there. CP, he's not that bad.
He's not that bad, but I don't know if he's going to my top three.
Bullshit. Josh ain't going to tell y'all the truth. I'm going to tell you the truth.
What? So you got Iguodala in your top three. Who else you got?
I got Iggy. I got D-Book. And I got... I like Shy. You gotta give the street where niggas some love. I like
and he speaks for the Gen Zers. You know?
I like Shy.
I like him too. So we got the same on two out of the three. I haven't really came up with the third because the nigga who I said is not in the league technically.
Yeah, Frank Jackson is that nigga, but he's not in the league.
He's not in the league. I don't even know who. You know, Jokic during the playoffs, he has some nice suits. His suit game is strong. He came ready. He came like it was the 90s playoffs. Every series suit.
That's true.
You know, I gotta give him some love, cause you know, for international players, they usually come kind of incorrect. He came very professional. He's a very professional looking player right there.
Let me look him up. Jokic.
Nikola the Jokic. You know what I'm talking about, right? You said it like.
Yeah, I've never seen his style though. I know who Nikola Jokic is. Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Well, you said it like you didn't know who I was talking about for a minute. Like,
no, I'm like, just repeating what you said.
All right. No,
there's somebody else who got a pretty good style too. I can't think of him. It's always the players who's like not all stars that have the best fashion.
Please notice, we didn't mention LeBron.
Man, LeBron can't dress, and I love LeBron. I'm LeBron's biggest fan, but
LeBron dresses like a.
He doesn't understand. Like, he doesn't have to wear tapered pants every single time. Like. He doesn't have to wear tapered crop pants all the time, bro. Switch it up.
He like always wants to show off his socks. It's like, bro, you're not.
Yeah, bro, it's not 2015 anymore, nigga. Like, that's not a thing. That's not a thing anymore.
This is like he's on Twitch for like 24 hours a day, and he's a rich kid that is spoiled. He's like a spoiled rich kid from. I don't know. I don't want to call out any demographic out like that, but yeah, he just looks like a spoiled rich kid. That's how he dresses. Like a spoiled 14-year-old who plays video games all day.
Yeah. He is kind of he does dress like a rich kid. He's like a cross between like a granola rich kid and then kind of he gives like what's Sue Bird's wife's name?
Oh, Megan Rapinoe? Reagan, I think that's how you say it. Megan Rapinoe.
Yeah, he's like a hybrid between the two. Like he'll have moments where he has.
Don't give him that much.
I mean, she can dress. Period.
Keeping it there. They are the best style couple on Earth.
I don't know about that.
Maybe not on Earth, but in athletics. In athletics.
Which brings us to another point: best couples, best style couples.
Oh, they number one for me.
No.
In athletics.
In athletics, maybe, yeah. Okay.
In athletics, they number one.
All right. Well, number one overall right now. Then.
I'm keeping it within fashion and sports. I don't know who number one overall. Couples? I don't know.
Couples?
I
got really think about I'll that. Give you one.
Give me one.
ASAP and Rihanna.
Oh, yeah. They cold. I mean, they might be number one, like, maybe top five of all time.
Top five of all time? I don't know. Brad and Angelina in the 90s was ill.
Yeah, but I ain't even going back like Cicely Tyson and Miles Davis had a moment. They were two very, that was a very stylish couple. Serge Gainsbourg and Jane Birkin, very stylish couple.
Serge Gainsbourg and
Jane Birkin. Very stylish couple. I don't know, bro. I gotta give Rihanna ASAP. They top five of all time.
They're high up there.
They top five of all time, for sure.
Oh yeah, damn, they are flicked up. Damn, they flee as hell. This is hard.
Yeah.
Damn,
bro. Megan Rapinoe and Sue Bird might be top 10 of all time while you sleeping on them. Like,
I think they can both dress. Don't get me wrong.
And you tried to pull LeBron? Nah, that's a bad.
No, I'm saying, like, LeBron sometimes does wear really good tops. Like, sometimes his jackets are really good. But then it'd be, like, down bottom, he looks like some granola kid. Like, he'll be wearing, like, some weird Air Force Ones.
He'll be wearing his shoes. Like, you just rock his shoes with some yellow socks, and his socks are showing. He got some
crop. Yeah, I'm like, bro, that doesn't look good.
He'll do some silly-ass print with his socks, and it'll be like a pattern print with an all black fit and wear some white shoes or some purple shoes with a pattern.
Why does this dude, why does he do that?
You know when he works with a stylist and when he doesn't. That's what it looks like.
I've met one of his stylists before, and that was he was a proficient guy. He knew what he was doing. I don't know if he works with that guy anymore.
Clearly, I don't think he does. I think he's got into his head. He's his own stylist now, which is ridiculous. For a man that spends $1 million a year on his body.
That's hilarious. The irony. The irony.
He needs to spend like $5 million on his stylist, bro. It's like, bro.
He won't spend $5 on his stylist. Spend $1 million on his body, but not $5 on a stylist.
Come on, bro.
Damn shame.
You need to stop giving yourself too much credit and bring him back. Bring him back. And give him a raise.
Bring him back. Bring him back.
Give them a raise, my dog.
He don't want to, dog. He got it under control.
No, he don't.
Got it under control.
No, you don't. He needs to reel it back in. You doing too much. You doing too much like Jordan Poole. You need to bring it back in, dog.
Favorite piece you've picked up this season? And I say season, I mean like second quarter, right? So it's like past March. So from April to now.
April to now, favorite piece. I haven't been shopping that much, man. Been kind of saving, been kind of adultish around here. But I think this Jack Moose shirt I just copped, the Paisley one, all over Paisley, white linen, Jack Moose top, is probably my favorite right now. And I haven't even rocked it yet. Honestly, the motherfucker just went on sale and it's making me feel salty because I paid full price and now I'm looking at it and I'm like, damn, I should have waited. But it's making me feel a price adjustment? I don't think so. I feel good about it because I thought it was going to sell out. I thought it was going to be mad niggas like with this top. And now it looks like not a lot of people getting it. So I'm kind of happy. But I think that's my favorite. What's your favorite?
My favorite piece is a small Japanese company called, what is the name of that company? Made From You. It's called From You. From M-U-U. And they did a military jacket that they made into a kimono. And it has detailed studding on the collar of the kimono. And then custom painting on the body of the kimono.
You got the fit for it in your head?
Oh, yeah, for sure. What? I got so many fits for it.
You got the occasion for it?
It's giving very, like, 60s hippie vibe, like anti-war vibes. That's what it's giving.
So you gonna wear it to like a party or like an art opening? Like when you think you gonna premiere it?
I've already worn it on Instagram, but I'm probably gonna post it. And maybe like, I probably gotta post it soon because it's getting hotter, so, and it's a long sleeve.
You know, sometimes with new stuff, I like wear them to like, go to the grocery store just to kind of break it in, see how comfortable, see what fits. Like, I practice the fits when I go, like, on little small errands. You ever do that?
Yes. When I go walk the dog, I'm like, let me see how this fits. Let me get loose in this motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Let me see how this motherfucker hang. Like,
do you gotta, you gotta break it in a little bit.
Yeah,
like,
okay, it's like, you're doing, like, a fucking, you know, what's it called? It's like a test run. Like, do I feel like that nigga in this shit?
Yeah.
Like
doing it bare first time, wearing it to the first place, you ever put it on, that's a risk because you don't know.
That's a risk, dog, because you don't know how it's going to feel.
Range of motion you're going to have in what you rocking. Like, you got to feel completely confident in the fit because sometimes the true fit don't come out to the second time you wear it.
Yeah,
like the
first fit, there it is.
Don't always go down like that. But that second fit, you like, ooh, I got it off this time.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where you want to go with. Because there's been plenty of times I wore a fit, I'm like, you know, this is the right thing, but I don't think this is right together with this fit. And I wore it out. And then the second time I wore it, I was like, oh shit, this is different.
This is the one.
Right here. So some, you know, sometimes you gotta break it in. You know, it's like new sneaks to go hoop in. You can't just
Right. Everybody ain't Mike, nigga. You can't hoop in a new pair every game, nigga.
You can't hoop in them every game. If you get that win in one, you're going to ride them hoes out for another five more games.
Y'all you got to break them bitches in.
You got to break them in. Same thing with a new outfit, new jacket, new pants. You got to break it in.
You got to break them bitches in. That's true.
I'll walk around the corner to just, you know, get something to drink. Get a bottle of water. Let me see what this looking like. You know?
Yeah, let me see. Let me walk by like some display windows and shit. Let me see my shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think niggas be knowing that. Like, that's what you gotta do.
You gotta go to your local coffee shop, see who in there. You know, because the coffee shop is a good way to break in a new fit.
Absolutely. Because if the barista,
they like, all right. You know, and the people know you in there. You go there all the time. People who see you all the time and they still tell you, oh, that's a dope fit from you. You know, that's like, well, I'm getting it off because they know I'm right.
Fit. It is a dope fit. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for my latte. You get an extra tip.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Good looking out.
Right.
Because those people, I feel like you trust their judgment because they just see you so many times. They're like, yeah, that looks good on you. Yeah, that I like that on you.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, just try to your new stuff on with your local coffee shop. You know, you get the people in there looking up from their laptop. You know you're doing something right.
Facts. And then when you get, you know, you get the other kind of attention, it's like, oh, all right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because if you see someone in there peeping, the right person peeping, you might have to pull up in the fit. Boom.
Yeah, exactly. It's going. I'm pulling up. Yeah, the right type of person looking at the fit, you're like, yeah. I know where to wear this. I know where I'm wearing this at.
And don't let them give you the compliment, because if they give the compliment, oh, we pulling up for sure.
It's over.
Elbow to elbow all day.
You live over here? You live around here? Nice. Socials.
Oh, you must live in the neighborhood, because I come here all the time. I've never seen you here before.
Socials.
We exchanging socials. Yeah.
That's funny.